you guys look like you work well off each other when you're on the court at the same time. That's not really unusual, though, right?
No, I think it's just the fact that we can create for one another. I think Bryce is he's able to get shots for other people and for himself, and I think that helps a lot of us. And I think I feel like I can do the same. So when we're on the court together, it's just, it makes the game a lot easier for both of us.
You kind of like the super sub role, or are you itching to get back in on the starting line?
I like coming off the bench. The energy and it's just different. Like when you've been playing on, when you come off the bench a lot, and then all of a sudden you're starting, sometimes it throws you off a little bit. But I like the role that I'm at. I love coming off the bench. I don't really care about having to start or anything like that. I just want to come in and make an impact on the game.
What do you see from Clemson as a team? What challenges will they present tomorrow night?
Really good defensive team. They got some really good scores, so they're going to be a hard-nosed team regardless. They got some big guys that can rebound too, so we had to do a much better rebounding than we have done in the past. And I think this is going to be a tough match for us tomorrow.
People say ACC, they think Duke, North Carolina, but is Clemson up there with those guys in terms of the challenge they present?
I think so. They've been to the tournament the past 3, 4, 5 years, so I think that's, if you've done that consistently going to the tournament, I think you're a good team. Of course, Duke and them are on another pinnacle themselves, but I mean, Clemson's still another great team.
Is this a game where you guys need Mel to be Mel again?
Yeah, definitely. Because they actually have some really good big guys that are going to present a challenge, and I think Mel's going to step up to that challenge. I think he's going to come out and play the way he's been playing.
So anything you guys can do as his teammates to try and get him to up his game? Is it, you know, getting him the ball in better positions or things like that?
I think so. I think getting the ball in better positions, just getting him a few easy buckets here and there just to make the game come more easier for him so he doesn't have to force shots. And I think that'll help him out a lot.
Is that something that you noticed with him maybe recently, is just the fact that maybe it is forcing shots that's led to what struggles he's had?
I think he's maybe a few times, but that just comes from us not getting him the ball enough. And when you have a good player like Mel, and you're not feeding him the way you should, he's going to force a few shots, but that's okay. We're going to give him the ball a lot more tomorrow and in the future, so he should be able to go back to his old self.